the turnover. It's inching up on the income.
Thank you. And also, I just want to also bring attention. I just want to bring attention to this as well. In addition to our regular fund drives that we have to go, that we do go through, we have also had to implement being the host and the hosting station, except for just recently with KPFA. But we've done the national fund drives. We've done several national fund drives out of KPFA using our staff and also tapping into our audience. So I think that might also need to be considered when you look at the contributions that go to national on these special days that we have of fundraising, how much money is coming from our area as well that could have been possibly brought into the station but is going to national for these emergency fund drives that we have. So I just like that to be considered as well. And the staff has done an incredible job doing all of that work, but it takes a toll on people.
Okay, I'm done. Mansoor's next.
You're done. Okay, Mansoor.
Thank you. Just a couple of notes. Number one, for those of you who don't know what Barry does, Barry Brooks is helping two other radio stations with their financial paperwork. So he's doing a lot of work for Pacifica. And I want to just bring it up to you guys to know what Barry's doing. The other one is... just a couple of things about the impotency and incompetency of the last general manager at KPFK and the executive director.
Can we avoid directly addressing people's personnel issues?
Sure, no problem. All right, so previously what we had in mind was austerity through prosperity for Pacifica, and that thing failed on a small and grand scale. So now... that we got the budget back to what it's supposed to be. I want to bring up a couple of things that we could do to even make our budget a little bit better at KPFK, and that is the station has four producers that can easily just something to consider for future general manager is to we used to have a morning producer and afternoon producer, so those people were be helping the shows, live shows and what have you. And I think we need to go back to that, so that easily could save us about $150,000. The other things that we are doing much better now than before was we used to have a at-will volunteer coordinator, food coordinator, and all this that would cost us about $5,000 per fund drive. And we need to go to back to that because contrary to, you know, spending $5,000-$6,000 is really nothing when the volunteer coordinator can rally up people to come and answer the phone calls that we get and prevent us from going to the call center that the 3 years ago it almost cost us about $150,000 to $200,000 to go to the call center. So spending $20,000 per year for a volunteer coordinator, it actually benefits us a whole lot to make sure we have enough phone answerers and pittance on bringing food and all this. Regarding the webmaster, that we are back to normal, is previously prior to the last incompetency was webmaster fundraising through websites would raise about $150,000 to $200,000 per year for KPFK, and the last 2 years it really dropped down to like $10,000 per year, and now we are back to like $38,000 to $37,000 just this past fund drive. So with a better website and a little bit more work that the website needs, hopefully with a new GM, we can increase to bring about $200,000 to $250,000 through the website. And that's something that Pacifica could benefit from just overall. All right, and that's it for me.
I have a question. It's kind of a technical question about the spreadsheet. I have to admit, I don't understand what I'm looking at. I'm talking about the spreadsheet that's called A4R.
Yeah.
And there's two columns in yellow on the left, which there's a column title SEP. Is that supposed to be September income or something? And then there looks like there's some kind of a yearly income after that. But then, and then in the columns, if you're looking at that spreadsheet, and then to the right of that, there's two columns which look like.
Excuse me, Alex, just give the name of the column. You're talking about column S and T.
S and T, and then I'm talking about column V and W.
Right, those are the original columns that came from Barry. Then I just calculated the difference between 2018 and 2017 and what percentage that was.
So, okay. So column V is supposed to be 2018 projection? Because the column title says 2017.
No, it's the 2017 projection.
2017.
And then the column W is the 27 actual.
Ah, okay. Okay, it doesn't say actual, so I didn't know what that.
No, was. I know it says total, right?
All right. Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, I was just having trouble figuring out what this was all about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question.
Does anybody else have a question?
I have a fast Bill. Question.
Who is
Let Paul go first.
Could I just ask fast? Isn't there a template again for all of this so that all of them will look about the same? Because this does look different, and we're going to have to go over a whole lot of budgets. And the template usually has things labeled in the same way every time so that you know that you can go to about line 42 and get a bottom line somewhere in there and stuff like that. But here we're not seeing the labels and it looks different. I mean, at the top it says in cell V3, net income loss, which isn't how we usually put it on our budgets. So maybe there's a use of template issue here that needs to be addressed.
Can I answer that question, Alex?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. So that's a good question, and no reflection on Barry, actually, because I know that he's pretty swamped. He's handling a lot of work. I had sent out a template to all business managers that should be filled out for fiscal year 18 budgets. And none of the budgets that I have seen so far, they are in that template. Because the earlier question that you had asked about the salary and cash flow statement, that is all part of the budget. So I don't agree that that should be provided later on, because that is pretty much integral or part of the budget, because we have to look at the details, how they are rolling up to the totals. But this is a problem that we are facing because we are so swamped with so many other urgent priorities. I cannot ask Barry to, to put in all the time for fiscal year 16 audit and expect that he can put in enough time for preparing the budgets. I mean, that is a problem that we are facing.
Okay. I think, Bill, did you have something else to say, or you have a question?
Yeah, well, like I say, I was kind of going to say along the same way. I know it takes time, but I know we've always used the same template, and I mean, some of those lower revisions, and it's really helpful to have that. I think, like Sam was saying, the other worksheets in the template are important because, you know, the assumptions are really critical, and that's how you determine things like, well, I mean, you put in things like, you know, how much, what's your average daily revenue and pledges and what fulfillment rate you're assuming. You need to check all those numbers. That's part of this committee's job, is to check those to make sure they're reasonable and make sure they compare with previous years. And it's also helpful to go back several years. Usually the templates have the last 5 years of revenue and expenses for every line item. I don't know how much work it is in generating that, or if you, you know, if it's, you can get it out of Great Plains without hopefully typing all those numbers in. I assume you don't have to do that, but I don't know. But it is really helpful so we can see, you know, what the trend is. And also, I wasn't clear about the column heading. So, and which budget version are we using? Are we using the one that ends in KA4? Is that what we're supposed to be looking at? Or there's another one that ends in KA4Z. But at any rate, some of those columns aren't labeled, and I wasn't clear what was budget and what was, you know, actuals for FY17. It looks like from the KA4 spreadsheet that if you compare columns V and W, like the listener's report shows a drop. But I don't know. I mean, it shows that the projected, I guess, total revenue is more than the budget. Is that what that's meaning? I'm just not clear from the column headings. But then T is supposed to be. It says FY18. I'm not sure what it is. This is on the KA4 spreadsheet.
Bill, it looks to me like they're comparing the difference between the 2018 projection and the 2017 actual, but it's confusing because to the left of column X, where they make that comparison, are the 2017 projection and the 2017 actual, I think.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pick on Barry or anybody either, because I know there's a lot of work to do this. I know you have a lot of things to do because we're all really busy, but it would be helpful maybe we should ask how much work would it be to use the template that we've used in the past and that Sam sent out, because it provides really more useful information to this committee so we can know, you know, what sounds reasonable. And I'll just make a comment. I know, I guess, some of you are going to like this, but I still think we should try to keep the personnel increases to, you know, a minimum, because we're, you know, this... I just don't have any assurance we can actually keep the increase in revenue. I think Christine's done a great job and other people there in doing this, but it's required a lot of fund drive days. And I think we should be trying to, you know, try to get fewer fund drive days. And you can't tell from the budget how many fund drive days there are, but I know it's a lot. And so I think we probably need to be thinking about, Christine, going back to the union and see what we can do to see if some of those positions could be phased out, and, you know, but we can talk about the lunch
Bill,
later after you get your vacation,
Bill,
I guess, too.
So you know, that also, and Ken may have the actual numbers, I believe that we are on par right now for having less fund drive days than the previous manager had. Ken, do you have how many days?
Oh, I know it was awful. Right.
I know it was awful last year. What I'm saying is that she also, in the 2017 budget, did not put in the personnel that she had brought in.
I understand that. Yes.
So if we do, and that's fine, if we do have to go to the unions to reduce the personnel, we have to do that. But I just need to know. I'll need your guidance on that if that's the move to make. But also realize that they require quite a bit because it's union. They require quite a bit before, and proper steps need to be taken. The previous manager did not do proper steps in cutting our salaries. And our salaries were cut 50%. It wasn't a few key staff people. It was all staff people were cut to 50%.
I know we need to do it reasonably.
For several months. And that meant also even our membership director, which crippled us. So and then that money had to be paid back. So if we do have to make those steps, I will, you know, I'll take those steps if that's the best course of action. But just realize that I was handed a lot of stuff that was not paid for.
Sure. Got to make another quick question comment.
This is Ken for you, Bill.
Yeah.
Ken to the stack, please.
Okay. Let Bill make one more comment, and then you can go ahead.
Just to reflect back on what Masoor said, yeah, I think it makes more sense if we can do it, figure out how to use it. You restore that personnel, the one position for a volunteer food coordinator, which I assume is not necessarily even a full-time or permanent position. Is that just for fund drives? Because that would actually save us money substantially, like he was saying.
That's correct.
And I know you were, I think you eliminated that in this last version because we're trying to cut it, but that makes more sense to keep that person in and maybe do something with the producers, as Mansoor was saying, or wherever else there's a, it makes sense to see if we can reduce costs, because those don't necessarily bring in money. They just add expense to us.
Nancy, to the staff.
Just realize any changes with the personnel, especially those that are union, if we do any changes with their job positions or their description of their jobs, it has to go through the union.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah, we need to
Chair, we only have 5 minutes left to this meeting.
I know. I defer to Nancy. She hasn't spoken yet.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I noticed you were referring to these cuts in salaries under the previous general manager. I was listening to the finance committee meetings all last year. And as I recall, there wasn't money to pay full salary. That's kind of a piece of information that's been left out here. And so I'm wondering, you know, if there's other information that's been left out when you've been very generous in criticizing the previous general manager.
Could you restate your question a little bit differently? I don't understand your question, Mansoor.
Let Christine respond.
I think maybe because it strikes home the fact that that I myself was cut 50%, although I was bringing in 45% of all revenue through the fund drive. That was a very interesting moment in my life personally. The management did not go through the proper channels of contact.
I recall that this budget committee, that this finance committee, was coming down hard on having a balanced budget, and this was one of the ways that was described as being allowed to do to, you know, it was, you know, I don't recall that that this general manager was the one that broke any, you know, that had any culpability in this. There was a previous general manager as well that was involved in some of this decision making. So to gloss over, you know, a lot of the details and pile on all the blame on the last general manager, which you seem to be doing, I think is really simplifying things. And I just would like the people who are listening to be listening.
Hold on, Mansoor would like to add to that.
Let's try to focus the discussion on the 2018 budget, please. Whatever happened with the previous general manager is maybe not totally irrelevant to a discussion of the budget, but it certainly shouldn't be the focus of our discussion. And in any case, we're about to run out of time. Unless somebody...
Okay, this is Ken. Can I go to the stack? This is Ken. I'll be very brief.
You can go to the stack.
I concur. I'll be less than 2 minutes. I concur absolutely with what Alex is saying. We're not going to benefit from peeping on or avoiding culpability. We're all culpable. We're all there. We didn't address issues that we should have and whatever. So everybody takes the blame, like the...
I object to that.
Like the Rolling Stones songs. Okay, you can object.
So do I.
But I
so
concur with the chair. Let's keep talking about 2018. The only statement I wanted to make in the basis of the counter what Bill is saying, we will not survive by hiding in a corner and trying to get rid of the people that promote the station, that create the media, that is supposed to get us the listenership. We don't need less. We need more. We need more listeners. We have to be aggressive. We have to increase our audience and increase our income. We're not going to get anywhere by firing or cutting the participation of programmers or webmasters or executives or even janitors. We have to produce better, harder, faster, increase, improve, expand. There's no success that's going to be there by hiding in a corner and trying to avoid the bill takers. It's just not going to happen. We'll just go out of business. And that's an emotional thing, and I understand that. I'm not talking about any numbers. But you can see we've experienced it. We cut the staff at BAI. We cut the staff at KPFK. Income goes down to zero. That's what happens. Because when you cut staff, quite often you cut the wrong staff. You cut the people that are effective, and you leave the people that are, you know, somebody's friend or something. So it's cutting staff is not a solution. Increasing income, increasing listenership, increasing our reach to the public is the answer. That's all. I had to say that because I get very irritated when people say, let's save our way into fiscal solvency. It's impossible.
Folks, we are at time, not only for this segment, but for the meeting as a whole. So if you
okay,
continue,
I make a motion that we table this until we have that meeting. We table the KPFK budget until the meeting occurs that was suggested by Christine.
Well, I still need a motion to extend if you're going to make
Mr. Chair?
5 minutes.
Yes.
Mr. Chair? I don't want to call a point of order, but we could, but just fast. You table a motion. You don't table this discussion or an agenda item in a particular meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't actually have...
We can come to it another time.
Okay, good.
I would like to extend 5 minutes.
Okay. Five-minute extension has been proposed. Are there any objections? Okay, then let's move along.
7:01. Okay. I was on stack 30 seconds or less. I was on stack after Ken.
Is anybody else first? Because, Mansoor, you've spoken a lot tonight. Does anybody else first want to speak? Okay, go ahead,
Mansoor. Point of privilege, please. Thank you. I was going to say that there are a lot of false accusations of what has happened in the past, and the interim general manager that we had didn't execute the ideas of cutting salaries to half or doing this and that. So whoever cuts salaries to half, that's the responsibility of that person. And the rest of it is just false notion flying around for our audience to masturbate in their ears. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Can I make a final statement? This is regarding the revenue that we've been able to bring in since I've come in.
Sure.
With previous management, there were decisions to, we had a full-time programmer, Roy of Hollywood, that was overnight. Previous management decided to do something called, I don't even remember what it was called now. My brain is fried. But it
Safe
was basically,
Harbor. Safe Harbor.
Safe Harbor. Safe Harbor. We were paying somebody that works overnight, but we said, no, you're only going to be on 3 hours. And this person brought in programmers that were dropping F-bombs and saying stuff on the air that would have given us an FCC violation by anybody, by any stretch of the imagination. There were shows about orgasms, all kinds of things. There was no money that was being generated during fund drives. My first thing I did when I came back in was take Safe Harbor off because it was a liability financially, and the money that has come in with Roy of Hollywood since he's come back has been so much more compared to the money that was being brought in during the fund drive when Safe Harbor was on. There was $0 coming in. Also, there was an expansion of Spanish language programming that was implemented across the board. It was supposed to be all stations that were supposed to carry more Spanish language programming. Only KPFK did it, and that is also cost us quite a bit of money and some listenership as well, because you lose an English-speaking language audience to that. That said, she was paying a full-time producer and host for a morning show that she decided not to air. She would only air this person, I think, one day a week. So there was a lot of money that was being spent under previous management that was unwisely being spent, and then decisions that were made in programming that cost us. I think there's a turnaround now since I've been there, and the new general manager, I will hope and I will happily transition them to encourage them to keep programming that generates audience and revenue during drives. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Anybody else for a last-minute comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Doug Jones is trailing by 6,000 votes, but there is a lot of Democratic vote left out. It looks like he might actually win this one.
And
Surprise, Bill, surprise.
Bill, may I speak with you after this conversation is done?
Okay. Want to say one.
Sure.
Before we sign off, Christine, for the items that you're expecting to have new sources of revenue, I'm not necessarily questioning those, but I would like to see some documentation about how that would work if you're going to convince the Finance Committee.
I can show you comparisons with what we did with Democracy Now! Over the last couple of fund drives, the money that's come in.
Sure.
And I can also I'll put that together for you, yes.
Okay. I guess we're going to be adjourning in a minute. So I guess,
motion to adjourn.
I guess the KPFK budget will be coming back to us after some revisions. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Any objections? Okay, good night, everybody.